Will be done kingdom come and your will be done. Lord, we ask that you have your way as we are gathered here tonight in your presence. May we experience you in ways that we've not before. Do in us, with us, through us, by us, that which is your perfect will. Be magnified in our worship. Be magnified in our praise. Holy Spirit, be our helper tonight. Show to us those things that we should pray about and help us to pray accurately. May we not miss the mark, but in the fullness of grace, hit every target as you have designed it. Be exalted, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, praise you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. We give God praise for his faithfulness. And thank God for those that are able to participate in the service tonight. We welcome those that are online, those that are watching on Zoom, on Facebook Live, YouTube, and other platforms. Tonight, our passage of focus is going to be in the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, beginning to read from the 13th verse. Matthew 16, 13. The word of God says here, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He came to the place, to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. This particular area, before it was rebuilt by Caesar for his relative Philippi, or Philip, was called Panias. And this is the place where the people worship the god Pan. Pan was a god that had the horns of a goat and the hindsight parts of a goat, and was, I guess you might call him, the god of shepherds. That was an interesting place for the Lord Jesus Christ to come, to make the statement he was about to make. Because here was, I don't know if you can find a picture of Pan for me. Here's a god called Pan, and when you look at Pan, he looks like a very... A true representation of the devil. You know, when you see people paint the devil with his horns and stuff like that, this was that. And he is a shepherd god. Now, where Pan was worshipped is where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to address as the gates of hell. And in this place is this high cliff. And from the top of it, they will drop babies, children, way up there and dash into the waters at the base. And some say that's where the word panic comes from. Jesus is here. All this while, he's not asked his disciples this question, but he asked this question in a place called Caesarea. And Caesarea means, that word means what's the best way to put it? Separation, cessation. That's what that word means. So he comes to this place and he's about to make a very clear demarcation of separation. And that's what I love about the Word of God, that nothing is out of place. And when I see names, I want to investigate. What is this name? What does it mean? And remarkably, I would say 98% of the time, without fail, it is addressing whatever the discussion of that particular passage is, directly or indirectly. And so it was. Jesus comes here and he says to his disciples, "Who do people say I am?" What is he saying? In this place of separation, actually the real meaning of the word means to sever, to cut off. That's the real deep meaning of Caesar. Caesarea is to cut off, to sever something. He asked, "Who do they say that I am? What are people saying?" And they say, "Some say thou art John the Baptist. Some say you're Elias, and others say you're Jeremiah's or one of the prophets." Now, all of those names are great names. John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets were great. But the Lord was about to make a separation here. He says unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" I know what other people are saying, but who do you say I am? Because what other people say is not what really matters here. It's what you know. That's what's going to make the difference. That's what's going to separate the people that are going to make it and the people that are not going to make it. That's what's going to separate the sheep from the goats. That's what's going to separate people who are going to be serving Pan, the wild shepherd, and the good shepherd. It was very clear about it. And you know what? I believe that that is the same for us today. We need to know personally who Jesus is, not what somebody else said. "Oh, my pastor said this. My elder brother said, my dad said this. My mom said that." No, no, no. Who do you say that I am? Who am I to you? It's not what my husband said or my wife said. The Lord tells us that in the last days, people in your own house are going to be against you. Even in your own family, they're going to stand against you. They're going to want you to do things that you don't want to do, that may be contrary to the will of God for your life. And that's when you need to stand, no matter what the pressure is. Do they say that I am? But who do you say that I am? Our first prayer tonight is going to be about that. God, help me to have a strong, firm relationship with you. Help me to know you. It is the people that know their God that do exploits. So God, I need to know you personally. Not hearsay, personal. I've said it many times. If it weren't for the fact that I got to know the Lord personally, if it were because of quote-unquote so-called Christians, I might not be a Christian. And that's the God truth. Because some of the meanest people I met in church. But thank God I had a personal relationship, and I got to know him, and so now it doesn't matter. But that's the reality. That should not be the reality, but it's so true. So we all have to have a very personal relationship with the Lord, so that nothing that happens throws us off. You know, the thing, though, is this. While that first statement is true, some of the meanest people I met in church, the truth is also some of the best people I've met, I met in church. And furthermore to that truth is this, that bad people get to change. And so you cannot deal in life just based on what you saw yesterday, but have a present relationship. And that's what the Lord asked them. They've been walking with him all these years. He's not asked them that question. But this particular day, he asked that question. And that day, what they knew subconsciously came to the forefront. Because if you read the scriptures, you'll find out that they had recognized that he was the Messiah. They'd heard it, but somehow it didn't settle. So the second thing we're going to pray about is, God, that which I know, make it real for me. Amen? Make it so real to me that there's no way of unlearning it, becoming one who unbelieves it. It is so burnt into me that there is no way I can unbelieve it, because I've experienced it. I know this was what God's power did. You cannot change it. You know, some things you can explain away, but the same things that God does in our lives that you can't explain away. No matter what, you know, the probability that it could have happened some other way is just so off the chart that you just have to just settle it. God did it. Like, you cannot come and tell me that me driving on an empty gas tank from Winnipeg to Otterburn for the whole week, that you're going to explain it away. How do you explain that? Come on. You can explain away and say, well, maybe you forgot to go, that you went to the market and you bought meat and put it inside the freezer. That you can explain away. You forgot. Or maybe somebody else bought it. Or blah, blah, blah. But the gas tank is on E. Empty, you drive an hour to school and an hour back, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Explain that. Can't. So forget it. God is a God of miracles. That I know. You can't explain it away. There are those experiences in God that you and I need to have, that brings us to a place that you say, I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. And I have so many of those experiences that, you know, even if the devil tempts me to go in the wrong direction, I say, wait a minute. If God did that and he said there is a hell, I don't think I'm going to go there, over there, because he might just be right. And I'll stay away. That knowing is what we all need. We all need it. Because if you don't have it, then all you're doing is living on other people's fumes. And it's not real for you. Like I used to pray, God, I'm a Christian because my father is a Christian. Protect me. And he says, as the soul of the Father is mine, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. I cannot explain that one away. Because it was not just from one Bible. It was from a series of other Bibles that I was busy opening, and it opens with the same page. Come on! What are the chances? And the only time it opened to another page, it says the wages of sin is death. I cannot explain that away. That's got to be God. So if I get radical about the things of God, it's because of the experiences I've had. I know this is real, this is true. And that is what we need to pray tonight. God, help me to have such a strong relationship with you that there's no way of doubting it. I need that. And we're not just going to pray that for ourselves. We're going to pray that for everyone who's part of this church, and pray that for people around the world tonight. A very clear, firm relationship, personal relationship, not based on other people's experiences, based on mine. This I know. I had this relationship. I had this experience in God. Because it's that knowing that he uses to build his church. Amen? Praise God. Let us pray. Let's rise and talk to the Lord about that. God, help me to have a strong and firm relationship with you. Help me to know you personally. Make what I know so real to me that I cannot unbelieve it. Just pray. Just talk to the Lord. This is of utmost importance that we have this very clear understanding tonight. Roba shandeke te bereke suka. Radababa shandek wato sikile brekuta. Shilade bato sembreke te ne matuka. Pariki tashande ketosu. Rikata ba shandeke te le mnekute bolaka. Rikato sondorobo soko. Ye maseki parata sombre neketi katoshe biku riredi maswata rakata bashakata ba rakote breshin delebo shake rikata broshandara basaka rakata boshekereba. Lord, O God, a relationship that is undeniable, a relationship, O God, that is not based on what somebody else believes, but based on, O God, a personal connection, a personal connection with you. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name, establish, O God, an experience, O God, in you that is undeniable. Lord, O God, for me, for my family, for, O God, my partners, O God, in ministry, for church members, Lord, O God, for your saints, O God, all around the world, Lord, O God, let there be an extraordinary move by your Spirit that brings, O God, into our lives, O God, a clear awareness, O God, of the awesomeness that only you bring, O God, to your people. We magnify you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We bless your holy name, Father. We bless your holy name, Father. Father. We bless your holy name, Father. Hallowed be thy name. 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 Rabba shekele breso koteba. Rikata tabu shanderebo Rikata shindelebo sikae. Andere matababa shaka. Rikasa kato bogore mateke. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, arise, O God, and your people, and do something new, something fresh, something extraordinary. Let us have a true revelation of who you are. Father, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Most High. Glory be to God. The word of God says in verse 16, after he asked his disciples and said, okay, you've told me what other people think, now I want you to tell me what you know. Bible says, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Messiah. Christus, the anointed one. Not only are you the anointed one, you are the Son of the living God. Oh, that's incredible. The Son of the living God. That's an additional perspective to this matter. Because when he said the Son of the living God, he was saying, you are God. How do you look at a human being? It's one thing to say, this is my mentor. This is Rabbi, Rabboni. My master. It's another thing to say, Son of the living God. Because it was understood that the Messiah was the Son of the living God. And that awareness hit him. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the response of the Lord to that statement is this. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah. That's what Bar-Jonah means. Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah. Because all for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. My Father revealed it to you. Now that's deep. This is not, is. It's like my spiritual father used to say, this is not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Man, you just stepped into a different class right here. You're hearing God. It was something that came out of his mouth, but he spoke in the wisdom and revelation that only God could give. And the Lord is going to say to them, because of this kind of an experience, that they needed not to be afraid in the days to come, because all they needed to do is open their mouth and God was going to fill it. I don't think that we have enough natural knowledge to combat the things that are coming at us from the world. That's going to take a supernatural sense of wisdom from God to deal with the issues that are coming upon men and women in the earth. And that means that God has to bring revelation to us. The reason that's so important is while the world acts foolishly, their foolishness is not based on just outright foolishness. There's a wisdom, a foolish wisdom that they're operating by. And if you listen long enough, you start to understand their thinking, the logic behind the things that they are doing. To you, it's foolish, but to them, it's not foolish. They have an agenda, they have a plan, and they're working it. And it takes supernatural wisdom to undo whatever it is that they are doing by having a revelation from the Father, who is the epitome of wisdom. Peter receives a word from the Lord, from the Father, and he says, I know the answer to your question. You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. You're not Elijah. You're not Jeremiah. You're not Jonah. You're not any of the prophets. You're the one that we've been waiting for. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered, Bless you are, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven, he revealed it to you. Tonight, this prayer focus is going to be this. God, help me to have a true revelation of who you are and a true revelation of what you are doing now. That second part is very important because God doesn't always do the same things the same way. We need to be very aware of what God is doing right now, who he is, and what he's doing right now, so that we are not left behind or running ahead, but in perfect alignment with him, step by step, all the way with God in his plans. If you watch the Lord Jesus Christ, for example, heal the blind, there were times he just touched people's eyes and they got healed. There were times he molded stuff, spat, made a mold, rubbed it on somebody's eyes, and tells the person to go wash his face to get healed. You go wash your face. Another time he took a man out of the city, way out of the city, to go heal him. He never did the same thing the same way all the time. He was not predictable. And that's based on revelation. What he saw the Father doing, that's what he did. And so this prayer focus about God, grant me this revelation of who you are and of what you are doing is crucial so that we do not miss the markings of God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to have a true revelation of who you are and what you are doing now. So, Lord, oh God, so let it be. Grant us, O God, a clear-cut revelation of who you are and what you are doing, that we do not miss the mark. We do not miss the mark. But Lord, O God, in true alignment to your perfect will, see the perfection, O God, of your glory in this day, in this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we trust in your ability. We trust on your grace. We stand in righteousness and in truth, and we behold, O God, your perfect will. Grant us a revelation of who you are. Grant us a revelation of what you are doing. The Lord, O God, will be in perfect timing with you at all times, knowing what your will is, knowing what to do, knowing what to say, knowing how to carry ourselves, knowing when to stop, knowing when to move, knowing, O God, what to do at all times. Father, we receive grace to be faithful sons and daughters who are in perfect awareness of who you are, of what our environment looks like, and how you are working in our day and in our times. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The next statement he makes, he says, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, you are Petros, and upon this rock, Petra, I will build my church." Thou art Petros, a small stone. But upon this rock, this boulder of revelation, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I like that final statement, the gates of hell shall not. That's a very firm statement. He didn't say, "And the gates of hell should not." He says, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church that is being built upon the solid rock of revelation." This church that is very aware, the gates of hell will not prevail over that church, because that's the church I'm building. It's a church that has a true revelation of who I am. It's aware of that truth. And that church is not stoppable. Our prayer focus here is this: God, make us that church. Make us that church. Build that church. The church that the government of hell, the governmental systems of hell, cannot prevail over. No matter how hard they try, they cannot prevail over this church. Because this church is the church that has a revelation of who Jesus is, not an interpretation of people of what Jesus is. We don't need an interpretation. We need the clear, authentic Jesus that is absolutely Lord of all. Jesus cannot be compromised. He cannot be bribed. But religious Jesus is something else. We need a revelation of who this one is. Authentic, not fake. We don't need a fake Jesus. We need the real Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Because the church that he builds, the gates of hell cannot prevail over. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, so let us pray this prayer. God, build us as that church that the gates of hell cannot prevail over. That means two things. See, those are doors over there. Doors are meant to be points of entry and exit. They are stationary. If that door is locked and you cannot go through it when you want to go out, it's prevailing over you. If you want to come in and it's locked, it's prevailing over you. So therefore, you need something called keys. Oh, actually, he's going to talk about that in a moment. You need keys of the kingdom to do whatever it is that needs to be done. So, this goes back to the issue of revelation again, because the keys of the kingdom are keys of revelation. The other day, I was in the office and left the office without my keys, and there were three doors now that were locked for me to access my keys. One lock was a master lock. Two other locks I could get from other people. Well, as long as I didn't have the keys, the gates prevailed. I needed the key, the right key, to open the doors. And then I was able to access my master key to open the last door that I needed to get to where I needed to get my set of keys, so that I don't have to ask somebody else for keys to come in. So this prayer is of utmost importance. God, make us that church that reigns by the power of Christ to accomplish God's purposes. That's it. It's a church that the gates of hell cannot prevail over. That's not just this local church, but the church of Jesus Christ worldwide. And there is a demarcation, believe me, there's a demarcation already happening. It's separating the real church from the fake. The real Jesus from the fake. Do understand that the fake one is going to do miracles. It is. It is going to do miracles. And that's what's going to be confusing. So you cannot make a determination of what the real church is based on miracles, but rather based on love. Oh, but now this is confusing, because a fake church is going to have a fake kind of love that sounds so like love, but it's not truly love. Let me give you an example. The fake church will say, God loves everybody. Everybody is going to heaven. It doesn't matter whether you serve Buddha, whatever. God is a God for everybody. And the one who comes and says, Jesus is the only way, you cannot come to God without Jesus Christ. You have to repent. That church is intolerant. How can you say you love people and you are intolerant? Are you with me? Okay. So when we're talking about the love of God, you have to have a true understanding of what the love of God looks like and is. Because the one who's saying, and they're accusing of being intolerant, said, no, I'm telling you the truth because I love you. Because if I don't tell you this truth, you're going to find out at the end that you are lost and then it's going to be too late. I don't think so. I think God loves everybody. Everybody, let's party. We need to know the real Jesus, or else the arguments of the world will sway people away. So this prayer focus here, God make us the church that reigns by the power of Christ and accomplishes God's purposes. No matter how hard the gates, government of hell try, they cannot prevail. This prayer is of utmost importance for us right now. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, help us to be the real deal, the real church. Help us, O God, not to be intimidated by the actions of men. Help us, O God, to be steadfast in faith, believing, not hindered by the mechanics and the ideologies, the philosophies of men that lead people into destruction. But Lord, O God, grace, O God, abundant, let it rest upon our lives. Now, Lord, O God, that we are aware, O God, of who you are. Father, in Jesus' name, a revelation, O God, that is birthed out of the integrity of your word, the truth that comes, the truth that makes whole, the truth that delivers, the truth that sheds light, O God, in our pathway. So, Father, O God, there's no occasion of stumbling. We honor you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your awesome grace that's working in us and through us even now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord, we call it so done. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Amen. In Jesus' name, praise God. Verse 19, and then we'll pray one more prayer, one or two more prayers, and we'll call it a night. It says, and I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. I'm going to give to you the keys of the kingdom. The kingdom of what? Of heaven. Huh. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's interesting. So whatever it is that we do here on earth is going to impact what happens in heaven. Wait a minute. How is that right? Who is giving leadership, earth or heaven? Another translation of that statement is whatever you bind on earth, having been bound in heaven. Now we get a better understanding. It's not that earth is determining what's happening in heaven, but you have the keys to see what has been bound in heaven, and you're binding it here. So it's not an arbitrary act. And whatever you loose on earth, having been loosed in heaven, gets loose. So it's an awareness, recognizing something is wrong here, something needs to be fixed. What is the kingdom of God saying? Check. That's what we need to do about this. And you do the same thing here. And you get that result. So, now that is not to say that there are not times that by fluke you say the right thing of what's happening in heaven and there's an agreement because we have the mind of Christ, right? Okay. So that's where all of this ends up boiling down to. Having the mind of Christ so that we know what the Father's will is because we know the Father. So that whatever it is that then I say in the earth is always in agreement with what is in heaven. That makes sense? That's why that particular translation boils down to that particular level. Us knowing what God is doing. God is revealing it to us. So it's not back and forth, back and forth. No, we have the mind of Christ and we are in the same wavelength steadily. Amen? So this prayer is about this then. God, help us to be very aware of what your will is so that we are binding correctly and loosing correctly. Okay? We're binding correctly and loosing correctly because we are in sync with God on what needs to be done. Amen? All right. Let me put it this way. You know, there are times people come and say, you know, somebody maybe demonized or something. And they say, Pastor, please anoint me with oil. Anoint what? Obviously, there's a demonic activity. There's demonic activity here. Do you want me to anoint that? I'm not going to do that. What the Word of God says for me to do is to cast out. That's a word of command. So I'm not going to be pouring oil on a demonized person. Because that's not what the purpose of the oil is. The oil is something that empowers in terms of anointing somebody to do something, to accomplish something. So why am I anointing you? To give you more power to act more crazy? So that's why the Word of God says, don't anoint people anyhow. Lay hands on nobody suddenly. That's why I don't lay hands on, you know, we don't have a constant, except for the little children, you know. But most times we don't do laying on of hands. Not that it is wrong. It is one of the fundamental doctrines. In Hebrews 6, it's included. Because laying on of hands is about impartation. That's what it's supposed to be. It's to release an anointing, a grace to do certain things. Now, by the wisdom of God, we know what to do. And by the wisdom of God, we know what not to do and when not to do it. But in doing that, God says that we need to deal with everybody with the spirit of love. So I am not going to embarrass somebody by not laying hands on them for whatever reason, except if there is a totally different action that needs to be taking place in that particular situation. So rather than choosing and picking who to lay hands on, the Word of God talks about speaking the Word. So you speak the Word of God into people's lives because you don't want to embarrass anybody, because that is not the purpose. Only in extreme situations does that happen. For example, there's a young girl that is walking with Paul and busy saying, listen to these guys, they carry the word of the way, blah, blah, blah. And for days, this woman is doing this, but she has a spirit of Python. And Bible says, Paul got fed up with it, you know, was grieved in his spirit about it, and then cast that thing out. And it hit the fan. He got himself in trouble, but she's delivered. But now those guys are going to get broke and all of that. He knew when to bind, and he knew when to lose. And I'll say this just for a statement now. That word loose, there is the word luo. It means to dissolve. It means to destroy something. So it is not meant to be prayed this way. Let me say, well, how you don't pray it. You don't say, I bind this in the name of Jesus and I loose the power of the Holy Spirit. No, no, that's not it. Because you're not there to dissolve the power of the Holy Spirit and destroy the power of the Holy Spirit. What the loosing is about is, you know, if somebody's been in prison all their lives, or most of their lives, and they have a prison mentality, and you bring them out into free society, the mentality of prison is still in them, that they'll commit another crime so that they can get back into prison. Because that's where they feel safe. Make sense? Okay, so the loosing is to loose the person from that mindset that gets them back into doing the old thing. Make sense? Okay, so we to put it properly, we want to know how to deal, and we need to know how to pray. I was sharing with us the other day about healing, and I said, the person is not sick. It is the person's body that's sick. So don't be praying that this person is sick. Pray that the body of this person is sick and that body needs to be healed. That's a separation. That's having an understanding of, oh, wow. Because if I'm praying this person is sick and the person is not sick because the spirit of the person is not sick, so what are we praying? It's a non-prayer. So we need to be lined up properly and pray appropriately. Amen? Okay, let's pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, help us to be very aware of what your will is, so we are binding and loosing correctly, because we are in sync with God. Praise God. Pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for total awareness. Total awareness to the realities, oh God, of your spirit, in knowing, oh God, what needs to be done and how it needs to be done and how it needs to be accomplished. So, Lord, oh God, that we are not going against your will, hindering what you want done because of our words, because of our actions and attitudes, but rather, oh God, that we are in alignment, oh God, to your divine purposes at all times. We receive grace, O God, to live victoriously, because the unction of your anointing is resting upon our lives. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for praying effectively, being your church, an effective church that is aware of who you are and what you are doing in this last of the last days. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our last focus tonight is going to be about our upcoming conference, Glory Fest. God wants to reveal His glory in His body. In our prayer here tonight concerning this matter, is that the glory of God be manifested powerfully in our midst during this next meeting coming up, that God will answer His people, meet their needs, quicken things into place, that any limitations that have dumbed down what God wants to do be lifted off, and that the glory of God be manifested in this house and in His people. That God will draw people far and near to participate in this conference. People will log in all of the continents to hear what God has to say to us. God is enlarging our coast. He's enlarging what He wants to do in us and through us. And every agenda of Satan has been brought to naught. And the glory of God is being revealed in His church. Let us ask God for a mighty move during this next conference. And after that, the promotion for the conference will be played and will be done tonight in just a moment. Let us pray for a mighty move of God during this next conference, the Glory Fest Conference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have something you want to accomplish during this next conference. You stated out the name of it. You chose out the day. You picked out the right person to speak during this conference. And Lord, oh God, we are asking, oh God, for a true manifestation of your glory. Lord, oh God, let the glory cloud come and rest in this church. Let it, oh God, the glory cloud be in this city. Let the glory cloud be, oh God, where your people are, in their homes. Lord, oh God, let glory rest upon, the weight of glory rest upon your people. Rest upon the speakers, rest upon the worshipers, rest upon, oh God, every participant. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are trusting you, God, for a quickening. Oh God, a quickening, oh God, a quickening, oh God, that will cause things to come to their right place right away. Draw people, oh God, far near to yourself to participate in the spirit of grace. Oh God, let your name be exalted in this house. We are trusting you for miracles. We are trusting you for miracles. We are trusting you for miracles. We are trusting you, God, to do extraordinary things, oh God, during this conference. Father, thank you, Lord, for your servant, Christian Hafush. Lord, oh God, that as he ministers, oh God, grace will flow mightily. Now, Lord, oh God, as I minister, that great grace will manifest itself mightily. Glory of the living God, rest upon your church. Rest upon your church. Rest upon your church. Let your glory rest upon your people, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive the solutions that only you bring to your church. Blessed be your holy name, mighty God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just slight change. Lindsay, will you please pray for the special meetings coming up?
Kurakasa tiara bashakala setiara mashakala te. Borro kusha kariketi aramashakala satiara moshono kusha kala sate. Roku shakariti aramoshoku shakati aramashaka sata. We are expecting you, Father. We are expecting your glory, Father God. We are expecting your great move, Father God. We are expecting your glory, Father. We open ourselves with great expectation. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that hope is alive in this place, Father God. Thank you, you are mighty and you are faithful, Father. Thank you, every word that has been spoken, Father God. Thank you, it is alive, Father. Thank you, Lord, it is alive, Lord. Thank you, it is alive, Father. Thank you, Father, for the great manifestation of your word, the great manifestation of your glory. Thank you, Father, that you are doing a new thing in this place, Father. Thank you, you are doing a new thing in these meetings, Lord. We just thank you for these meetings, Lord, that your glory fills this place, that your glory fills the atmosphere, your glory fills Winnipeg, Father, that your glory fills the earth, Father. Thank you, yes. Lord. We will see the great manifestation of your glory. We are expecting you, God. We are expecting you, Father God. We are here in great expectation. Have your way in this place, Father. Have your way, Lord, in this place, Father. Good. Have your way in this place, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you. Sister Sandra, pray in the same vein. Turn it on. Turn your mic on.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your word. We thank you that your word is truth, and we thank you that truth imparted unto us can go a long way. We just ask, O Lord God, that your mercies and might and power be manifested from this place in the meetings coming up, O Lord God. And we just say yes, Glory and Peace International Church. And we just thank you, Father God, that it will go around the world. It will even go into space. We shout up Asha Kelamasha Kolobata Tatia, Isha de Kiasha Kolomata Tatatia. Wherever the waves go, O Lord God, let the word be carried around this world, in this universe, O Lord God. And we just thank you, Father God, that as it is in heaven, so it will be on earth. And we just thank you, Father God, as we proclaim your word, it will be manifested in and through this body, O Lord God. We just pray a special anointing upon the praise and worship, O Lord God, that they will bring people into the presence of the Lord. And in doing so, the glory and the might and the power will fall. And as the word goes forth, O Lord God, we just pray that many will be healed, many will be delivered, many will be set free. And we thank you, Father God, that the blind shall see and the lame shall walk. And we thank you, Father God, that as your word says, it shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just thank you, Father, that no sickness shall come by here. And we just thank you, Father God, that you will, as that word goes forth, many, many, many will come to be imparted by that word, O Lord God. They will become stronger in their faith. They will become stronger in the knowledge of who you are, God. And that nothing is impossible with you. Nothing is impossible. And we thank you, Father God, that as that is imparted, O Lord God, every need will be met in this place. Every need will be met in this place.
Yes.
Financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And we thank you, Father God, that you are doing awesome things. Because you are an awesome God.
Yes.
And we love you, Lord. We love you. And we ask more than anything else that you would pour out your love.
God,
Pour out your love upon this place towards one another and towards the world at large, O Lord God. And let your love reign in this place. And we will continue to praise you and exalt your holy name. We pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Appreciate it. God is good. Amen. At this time, let us honor God with our expressions of faith, our offerings. And while we are doing so, the promo for the next meeting is going to come on. And so we're reminded once again about this next set of meetings. Please do invite your friends, neighbors, and whoever it is that you have influence with, so they can participate and experience the manifold blessings of the Lord. We love you all. We give God praise. Praise the Lord. We look forward to having you during this next conference coming up, starting next Friday. And until then, know that you are loved, greatly loved of God. Know good success, and be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Good night. Love you. Let me say a quick hello to those on